Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's an off day for the Hornets, but never an off day here on the Hornets Hivecast. Hornets are in preparation to hit the road again. They'll play New Orleans and Dallas back-to-back Thursday and Friday this week before returning home for a Sunday matinee against those very same Dallas Mavericks. Meanwhile, my voice still in recovery mode, but we wanted to have another in-depth conversation with one of the newest members of the Hornets family, Svi Mykhailiuk. He came over at the trade deadline, sharpshooter at Kansas, and is continued that trend here in the NBA. A really good vet and really good guy. We're excited to bring you that conversation, talking about his life in Charlotte, some of the great players both with the Hornets and with Kansas, and some of the overlap there that he has played with over the course of his career, and his goals for the final 10 games or so here left in the regular season. Without further ado, let's welcome Svi Mykhailiuk here to the Hornets Hivecast. Svi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Svi, you got traded to Charlotte a little over a month ago now. How's life been in Buzz City so far?
Great. For a lot of the city, a lot of the community, great city, small, chill, easy to move around, so it's been pretty good so far.
When you left the Knicks in that trade, you really hadn't been in the rotation for a little while. Come here to Charlotte and pretty quickly made a niche for yourself in the rotation. What goes into being ready for that time on the floor when you're not getting it and there's not as much practice time in the NBA as there would be in college and other levels?
I would say just work hard every day, prepare yourself for a big picture. I would say just look at the big picture if you're not even playing right now. Just, you know, the NBA season is so long, 82 games, someone get hurt, or it just, you know, anything can happen. So just staying ready the whole time, coming into work every day and just thinking big picture.
The daily routine for a player who's playing heavy minutes, I'm sure, is very different from one who is preparing to fill in for someone in case of an injury. So what was your daily routine like coming into this time here with the Hornets where you weren't in the rotation, but you still have to be physically ready to play those minutes?
I would say I'm probably the same guy NT went to, trying to do workouts, obviously, every day, trying to stay in the rhythm. But obviously, the guys who play 30 minutes a game is kind of different because you can't really work as hard as you want to because, again, it's so many games, and you try to be fresh and healthy. But as for me, the guy who haven't played that many minutes this year, just trying to work as much as I can, not overwork as well because, again, you got to be ready to play. So if you get hurt and working out, you can't stay on the court. So, just for me, just staying ready, work out as much as I can, and be smart about it.
Coming into the NBA, you were a prominent player in college and had been, I'm sure, your entire life. No one gets to the NBA without having been very, very good at all the levels leading up to it. So who was someone who maybe showed you the way on how to prepare when you're doing something that's kind of foreign to you, which is not being in the rotation all the time?
It was all learning experience to get in the NBA because not a lot of first-year guys plays. And during the whole year, talking to all the coaches, all the NBA coach assistants, and just learning from them, learning from other guys, from the vets who've been in the league for a while. Yeah, so I feel like it was all learning experiences, which helped me a lot to stay consistent.
So back to arriving in Charlotte, you actually have quite a few ties here to the Queen City. Right. A lot of your former teammates either currently or did play here. Your classmate in college, Devontae Graham, was a very prominent player and a starter here with Charlotte for a couple of seasons. Kelly Oubre Jr., you played with him at Kansas, and he is now obviously currently your teammate. So what did you know about Charlotte before you came here? What had you heard?
I knew it was a great city. Obviously, talking to Devontae a lot, he loved it here, telling me about everything, and organization is great. All the guys are great. Coach is great. Just pretty chill, slow-paced city, which is a good thing. You know, me being in a couple of big cities is a little bit different, which not in a bad way. So I like more chill and, you know, the city has been great so far. I liked it.
I like that, too. As someone who moved here not too long ago, it's nice that you can find a lot of the big city amenities and things that you want, but you can also detach and just kind of do your own thing, too.
Yeah.
Svi Mykhailiuk, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Svi, you grew up in Ukraine, and you started playing professional basketball there as young as 15, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
What was it like being a pro at a time in your life where most American kids are in high school?
I would say back there it's kind of a little bit different because there's no high school basketball. Everybody start playing in like second, third league or first league. And yeah, for me, my whole life I used to play with the older kids all the time. And I never played with my age group. So for me going there, everybody just trying to make me better. And they obviously helped me a lot to be with a pro team as young as 15 years old. And I feel like it helped me to move to the next level as going to college.
And let's go there. I mean, you start your pro career, so to speak, at 15, 16, 17 years old, and then you make the decision to come to the States and play college basketball over staying a pro in Europe. And we've seen some recent trends and examples of it going the opposite direction. Yeah. LaMelo Ball is a really good one. He foregoes college, goes to Europe, and then Australia, plays professional basketball, and obviously it worked out for him. That's not to say that that's a formula or anything, but it's just a trend we see more of. Why was it the right move for you, instead of staying a pro in Europe, to come over to the States and play in college?
When I was coming out, especially, I feel like at that time, people tend to stay in Europe, a lot of guards especially. But for me, I always want to go to America. I saw a couple of college games. I thought it was fun. And for me, just going to America, experience that type of basketball is obviously different than European basketball. And I felt like it would be fun. I felt like I would fit. And I felt like it would be a great choice.
Another way that you somewhat break the mold is you stayed at Kansas for 4 years. Yeah. We're in an era now, and even before the transfer portal, it was not uncommon for players to transfer at least once in their career, to leave early if they had NBA ability, which clearly you did and you do, to leave college early and start their pro career. You played all 4 years for the same school, which now seems exceedingly rare. Was that part of the plan for you, or why was that the reality for you?
Not at all. But, I liked it a lot, and me coming in so early, I graduated 20, so it's like even if I stay all 4 years, I was still young. But that was not the case. I just liked it there so much. The culture is great there, and people love you. It's a great school, and I just like college. Again, for me coming from Europe, it was just a great experience and very different, which I want to experience more. I felt like I wanted to win, and we won all the conference titles, but I always want to win NCAA championship. So it was every year we're coming so short. So it was like I felt like we could have won, and we had a lot of great chances, but we just came up a little short.
You were close a lot of times, and a lot of that was due to you and your teammates and classmates. You were a very, very talented core to that program all 4 years, and you also had some very talented players play with you. We mentioned already Kelly Oubre Jr., Devontae Graham, Josh Jackson also obviously made the NBA as a high draft pick, Udoka Azubuike, Frank Mason, Wayne Selden, Shaq Diallo. I'm sure I'm missing several more that made the league or are currently playing professionally overseas. How did playing with all of those NBA-level talents and professional-level talents help prepare you for the NBA?
It was great. I feel like every year we had some new people coming in, very talented guys, obviously on the top five, top 10 picks. And every year I feel like we switched it up a little bit as what type of game we need to play, because, 1 year we had really good bigs. Other year we had really talented guards coming in, so we had to play four guards because we were just so good in guard position that we had to play four guards. So it was just every year you learn something new, how to operate in a space with the different players and different roles.
One thing that can be difficult for NBA players is they're so used to being the star that they come here and they're asked to do a different role, and it's hard to acclimate. Now, you were a star at Kansas. I don't mean to sell you short here. I think you had the record for most threes in the season. Yeah. You were a big-time player. But playing with guys like this where some days they're the ones who coach wants to have 15 to 20 shots and not you, or you're maybe more of a facilitator, or your role does fluctuate. How does that help prepare you to be in the NBA where your role is not always to be the star, the leading scorer, to do different things in the lineup?
It helps a lot. I feel like it's all, again, it's all learning experience. Whenever you get in the league, I feel like you gotta know that not everybody can shoot the ball 20 times a game and stuff like that. So I guess if you care about winning, if you care about culture and you want to do the best for your team, and understanding that's what helps winning, you make those adjustments, and sometimes even playing your benefit.
Svi Mykhailiuk, our guest today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Svi, about 10 games or so remaining here in the season. What do you hope to accomplish here on this final run?
Win as many games as we can, play hard, play smart, do what I do best and help my team win. I feel like we have a great group of guys. Everybody play hard and just play for each other, do what coach tells us to do, and trying to build something here.
There are often moments where you'll come in off the bench and you hadn't been playing 20, 25 minutes into the contest. How difficult is it to come off the bench? Didn't play in the first half. You haven't played many minutes. And your first shot, you're expected to knock it down. How difficult is that really?
It's pretty hard, man. Like, people don't really realize.
You're not warm anymore then.
Yeah, before that, we just shoot a little bit, like, before the game. But Danny, just, like, 3 hours, sometimes you just sit on the bench. So, just got to be prepared, got to be ready to move around a little bit. And I feel like it's most of the time it's a mental part. Just get in and, just play your game and be competent.
Your good play has earned you more minutes in the primary rotation. And there's also those scenarios where you're in with a bunch of young guys. You're the vet, and then you've got three or four guys who are maybe first, second year in the league. What are some of the intricacies involved with being the vet on the floor for those runs?
It's kind of weird for me because I'm still young. And with me, like, getting with the younger guys, I feel old, but I'm not old. But, I feel like it's great because you get in, you get a feel for both sides, being a younger guy, being a vet, and, just trying to give your knowledge to young guys, whatever I got from being in the league 5 years, and, help them grow, help them to adjust to a game, because, I know how it is being the first, second year, and, learning the game, learning the pace, learning the space, and, just help them adjust.
How do you go about teaching those guys the quote-unquote the right way to play in the NBA while you're on the floor?
Trying to make the right plays of myself, play hard always, be more vocal. And as for me, just trying to put a prime example of how I play, I'm trying to play the right way. So, if I make extra pass or if I make a right play, it's going to help them to understand and it's going to probably make them want to do right plays as well.
There are a lot of young talents on this Hornets team, guys who were drafted in the last couple of years that are learning on the job and being molded into hopefully the stars of tomorrow. Is there a player or is there like a moment that you've seen working with some of those guys that gives you a glimpse that, that talent that's being molded right now, this could be something special here in the future?
I mean, I've only been here for, 20 days, so not a lot I could see from my time being here, but what I can see, everybody's great people, everybody hard workers, everybody trying to learn, and especially right now for them to get playing time, that's going to help them to grow, especially getting playing time their first second year. I feel like it's going to help them a lot, for sure.
Well, I'm excited to see you get more minutes, too. It's been a lot of fun, Svi. Thanks again for joining us here on the Hornets Hivecast, and good luck the rest of the season.
You. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this edition of the HHC. Reminder, tomorrow we're back to game day, and we'll have our game preview for Hornets at the New Orleans Pelicans. Should be a lot of fun as the Hornets have one of their final few remaining road games. We'll get you ready for it here on the Hornets Hivecast. Till next time, with thanks to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together, and to Svi Mykhailiuk for sitting down with us. I'm Sam Farber saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We will talk to you tomorrow right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.